In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend clergy, venerable religious, dear parishioners and guests, I was thinking earlier today how it seems that the Feast of Christmas is especially for children. And why do I say that? Well, is not God a child in the stable? This feast is all about childhood. And we know that little children know very well what Christmas is about. It's about baby Jesus. And they are excited at this time of the year because of gift giving. They're more excited than we older folk are. And they sense that specialness, that special joy of this feast. And I wanted to read a little story here that I came across. This happened many years ago when a refugee child was brought from Europe. And I'll just go ahead and read this. I don't know which country, but anyway, he was adopted by foster parents here in this country. A 5-year-old refugee was recently being shown around a Hollywood department store by his American foster parents. When they came to the toy department, crowded with playthings in preparation for the Christmas rush, the little boy's eyes grew wide with wonderment. He examined the many items with amazed delight, but gradually the grown-ups noticed an expression of disappointment clouding the boy's face. He began to search up and down aisles, under tables, and behind counters. At last, when questioned what he was looking for, he burst out, "But where is the child?" There was an embarrassed silence. Then a store official gave instructions for a Christmas crib to be found at once and set up in a prominent place in the toy department. And at this, the little boy smiled with delight. Young as he was, he had given a lesson in the real meaning of Christmas. He had pointed out the grave oversight of overlooking the one for whom the birthday party was being given. And I'm reminded also of another story I remember reading about a particular church that had an outdoor Christmas nativity scene. And to someone's horror, and it was spread about to others, that the child Jesus was missing, was gone. And so they began the search, and then about a block or two away, they found a little boy who had the baby Jesus in his brand new little red wagon. And in his mind, it was no theft at all, because he had very much wanted a little red wagon for Christmas, and he had promised Jesus that he would get the first ride in that wagon. And so he was just fulfilling his duty. And then was going to, of course, put baby Jesus back. It shows us that simplicity of childhood. And actually, my dear brethren, this is something that you and I should emulate. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Be like a child. But was it not Jesus himself who once set a child in front of his listeners and said, "Unless you become as this child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." It was not childishness our Lord wanted us to emulate, but those virtues which come somewhat naturally for children. It could have, like the five-year-old who just knew that something was seriously amiss if the baby Jesus wasn't there. Or the simplicity of a child giving a ride to Jesus in his wagon. By the way, I hope none of the children here are getting ideas. I'm sure the parents will guide them appropriately. But yes, Jesus said, if we do not try to imitate those natural virtues which occur in children, we will miss out on salvation itself. We will not save our souls. It's easy for us as adults to get so sophisticated, so impressed with knowledge, perhaps for knowledge's own sake. And we have to see those simple truths clearly, clearly enough to make the right decisions in our lives. And so Christmas, and all children know, gift giving is very much a part of Christmas. And yes, as excited as they may be, you could ask any Catholic child, but what's the greatest gift of all? And I think they would answer quite readily. The greatest gift of all is lying in the manger. Can there be a greater gift than Almighty God to assume our own human nature and to be in poverty and discomfort and even rejection? There was no room in the inn. He was rejected from the beginning. But still, that is the infinite gift. And that's why Christmas is so amazing. I love to notice how the most packed Mass of the entire year is always midnight Mass. Because it is at this hour that we celebrate that birth of Jesus. We celebrate the gift that we received. And hence, Christmas is a reality, a truth, a joy that can never, ever be erased, can never be canceled. Sad to say, we live in a modern world where there is much rejection of that gift of God in the manger. But no matter, even if there was the worst persecution and Christmas was suppressed, if you want to use that word, it could never be suppressed because it lives on in the minds and hearts of believers. And even in the mild persecution, which exists, yes, in our modern age, just remember that no amount of happy holidays can ever cancel out Merry Christmas. No amount of bah humbugs can ever take away the true joy, the true meaning, the reality of God become man. Yes, there's a lot of Scrooges out there. But we won't let them keep us from celebrating, will we? And let's make Christ truly the focal point of our celebration. Make this Mass the highest point of your Christmas celebration. Remember, Christmas isn't just for us to just relax, have some vacation time or some relaxation, good food, company. That's all fine and good, but it's not the most important thing. It's about Him. So whatever we did for Advent, it's for Him. Whatever we do to celebrate His birth now and honor Him, it's for Him. Glory to God in the highest. That's what the angels said. I believe they sang it. But let that echo be in our hearts. And let us celebrate with His Holy Mother and Saint Joseph. Remember, she's the indispensable avenue through which God came to us. I love how St. Louis Marie de Montfort explains in his book, True Devotion, how if Jesus came to us through Mary, it only makes sense for us to go to Him through Mary also. Yes, we can pray to Him directly, but let's not neglect that intercession of our Blessed Mother. Let's not neglect that devotion to her. She will make sure that we have all the greater a devotion to Him. So then, glory to Thee, O Jesus Christ. We give Thee all the praise, the glory, the thanks. We know that Thou art the gift of the Heavenly Father, given to us, and You gave Yourself as the gift. In closing, I will just say, I saw this sign just in the last 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was about referencing the Heavenly Father. And the sign said, He did not put His gift under the tree. He put the gift upon the tree, because this is what He was born to do, to die, to redeem us. We cannot thank Him enough, can we? Let us rejoice in this day. And again, I wish you all, each and every one, Merry Christmas. May God bless us all, every one. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.